interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricket Tube Busting episode of BTW RLM 459. With now becoming official, this is cold and flu vid, as it's now endemic, as I told you, it's coming. Hopefully we'll get to that at the very end of the broadcast. I'll show you one state has finally admitted to the truth, though they haven't admitted to the fraud. And we're not running out of the time yet, but we're coming to a point where we're going to run out of the advantage of our ability to all peoples around the world to be able to oust, if you will, oust their government, show them for the derelict maladministrators that they are. And for those of us that would have the right to alter and abolish, do that, take the current regimes of maladministration out. As I told you, the example of Virginia would allow it to us. But it's a cold and flu vid, COVID, or the beginning and ending of that. And that's what it's always been. Did a response last night through the Twitter. And I just pointed out this was endemic. It always was, and there is no test. But to tell you that, you know, I just don't even know what the question has been. And this seems to be my view for a long time, many decades, not just in this communicable disease nonsense, which wasn't. It wasn't even in the code. It's been even in, again, it comes up in the petition I wrote, spent 8 months of my life writing, which is now, we're still waiting. I'm waiting about another week before I go and decide to venture out to get the answer, if there is one, waiting on the other end from the sheriff. Or anybody else who's tried to do this and understands that when the government's pointed out, the officials are pointed out for doing maladministration, for not following the law, they have no answer. And until we get to the people to understand that, it's not about, I agree, the convoys are cool. There are people are given hope in that fact. Someone's resisting, finally. But each one of those truckers, each one of the people in support, and everybody locking on, had the ability to stop it just like that for them. And I don't know of many people who really step up and do that. And so I'm asking people, even this late moment, where it's starting to turn down, where they're going to take away your ability to be able to definitely step on this, definitely show that government wasn't made and hasn't been made to serve the people at all. It's been a cover. And that it's time to bring the government back into tow, into service. This is the time to do it, folks, not just protest and then go away. I've talked about this for over a decade, how this works. Everyone goes to the steps of the Capitol building and stands there. One Twitter I saw said, "No, well, we got to the steps of the Capitol. The government didn't answer, didn't respond, didn't do anything. Now it can't be surprised we're standing at the steps." Well, I say go in. After each one of you make your notice that there is maladministration, not before. And when they're in maladministration, they haven't demonstrated the non-fraudulent exigency for the emergency that they irreparably harm the entire nation over. And you don't say that. You give them license to continue it. Once you say that, now you have the maladministration and you look around and your numbers become valuable. Like I showed you, was shown to us in Virginia's Second Amendment argument that then fell on its face. Everybody went right to the steps like they should have, and they didn't write down the middle administration and point to the first three articles in their state's constitution and say, "You're out of here. The regime of tyranny and treason is out of here because of these." It's like the Declaration of Independence, but applied to the existing structure so you can't be called the terrorist. You identify quickly who the terrorist actually is. And until you organize your thoughts and organize yourselves to do that for each of you, I don't think this ends up not coming back. I think it comes back and they plan on it coming back. This whole thing is not about, it's not us, folks. It's the other ones projecting their own evil deeds on us. So all we have to do is point out objectively where those evil deeds are. In this case, it's the failure to apply to the objective basis of either communicable disease law or complying with the requirement of the prerogative of police power invoked by this to demonstrate a non-fraudulent exigency, either necessity to do so, the exigency to do so, or by communicable disease law, what is the actual infectious agent that eliminates the original presumptive one. When you get to the state and local law, the federal generality fails. And so does the mitigation, which is prevention, not we hope and change there's mitigation and prevention. No, it's prevention is to stop it. And when you couldn't, that wasn't on the table for an official. It wasn't even for you to agree or disagree to. And so arguing mandates is the wrong focus. And the what I look around, I really have to wonder. There's a lot of deception going on. I wonder if these are all set up in order to do exactly that. I'm told there's a California to Washington, D.C. coming convoy coming finally to the United States. They don't even have to go that far, but okay, fine. They're going to follow everybody else's footsteps now to the Capitol and then stand on the steps, block up the roads. That's fine if that's all that you're wanting to do, is because you're going to go away, they're going to clear up. The government still sits there in its same old organized criminal capacity. But the word to me is that there's a convoy coming from California across the nation to Washington, D.C. for the 1st of March or so, or March. Well, what does that tell me? Talk about a supply train breakdown. You folks better be ready. And I think that was the warning to me. I didn't get time to get back to that. Thank you for the emailer and the supporter of the broadcast and the Twitter and retwitters and all that. Let the voice get out. So we have to be ready for another supply chain breach when the point was stay home for the moment, write your letters, show that the local authority hasn't determined you to be the infectious principal of an infectious agent, and there's no law that's valid against you. Have that that fact in your bag of law. Those of you that have been writing letters, you see how eely and slippery the officials are. Just as a couple of you I've shown, you just take that evasion as the answer. Then you make your final note, you close it off, you close the record for yourself. You put that in your bag of authority and law. And until someone can overcome that, which they can't because they don't have the authority in the law, they're just a trespasser committing treason if they have an oath to uphold a law, or they're just a criminal trespasser attempting to oppress you. That includes all these employers. And we got another story about that coming down. Well, if I thought about this deep, I'd just sit down and cry about what's going on in this country and how people are, oh, I'm a patriot, I know my laws, and then they're walking from their job. We're a sad set of people, and yet there's a spirit inside us that's you can't defeat it. I couldn't come up with the word so fast. You can't defeat that spirit. And yet I see everybody acting around it. Relative to these convoys, there's a need to declare the governmental maladministration for failure to demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency causing the vast and irreparable harm. And once that's done, move on upon the right of the people to alter or abolish the current treasonous regime. If it's in Canada, Kanukistan, yeah, in the name of protecting the Queen, of course. Always do what you have to do to keep yourself a cover. We can do it in the United States without all that. I don't know if you got to be acting in the defense of the Queen. That might help you. Why? Because it's an administrative intercession that was supposed to be not allowed, that should have never been existent if the government was not in maladministration, that you are coming forward to protect whatever you're supposed to protect. In the States, it's to protect ourselves. That has to be on the record. Otherwise, you see how the government, this has just been a training course up until now, you see how the government will vilify you, will call you names. In fact, a lot of the petition, people that are taking an interest in it and reading it, those that I've been involved with for a long time and reading these things that who know about the law, that understand what we have to do, they're realizing that the whole three pages of the first setup is getting rid of presumptions that work against us by the processes of the corruption and usurpation inside the system. And I'm saying do that, folks. Don't walk without all that. Give yourself the right reason for being, and you put it in the public record. Keep your copies. I don't say this just to have you do idle things. I don't know. I believe people don't appreciate the war. They think that some sign and some horn blowing is going to do this. They have the opportunity right now. This is no different. We're right now at the place where Virginia was on the Second Amendment, and then they walked away. I'm going to watch. Are you walking away? All you truckers in California and the United States going to Washington, D.C. as an idle, run your trucks at idle, an idle measure? I just sit here and pause. I don't even know. I can't even predict the future. It's not looking good. I'm being a little bit frank and harsh a bit on our response as a people. We've never really pulled it off. I better get to the tab because I want to get to the most important stuff at the end of the broadcast. A state has removed these things. What I told you was coming down, and how they're doing it is exactly how they're pulling it back. They're going to take the victory from the people. They're taking away the cause. And they're going to come out and they're going to be given that because there's no ability to check the balance. They're pulling out the cause for you to make the point. And they'll have made a point. So I've been advocating over and over. All you folks that find out you're in an administrative world, I'm telling you to respond administratively. And those that don't understand that, then you don't understand you live in an administrative world, and I'm telling you to respond administratively. But what are you doing? You're asserting the due process substitute, which was administrative law, to be able to not have to try and think you're having to defend rights that are already there and working, but for your lack of response and record. So make the record. I can tell you it brings, in fact, Gary L. was tries to keep in a, do things to keep our attitudes, our feeling, our sense of awareness positive. And I looked at that and I said, that's all I've been advocating. Make a record that you can stand on is the most powerful mental support you can probably have, because everybody you look on after that who's coming against you becomes the criminal, and that's not a question. It's not even a positivity thing now. It's just you realizing the world isn't so positive. It isn't going to let you go, and we have a responsibility. And I agree with keeping positive. I agree with trying to keep the high ground, the moral ground. Absolutely. That's what I've been talking about doing. Not to criticize that much, more than to say it's a do thing. And the do thing that's coming is not going to be pretty if we don't interject ourselves a lot more intelligent, statespeople-like, statesman-like. By an objective basis, which I've been telling you, go seek it out. It's there to be your first fortification. And just as far as the positivity, it doesn't save us. I'm talking now, moving to the petition and my friend and co-owner of a mining claim, and federalities are attempting to maneuver us into a position, and I'm doing everything to keep an avoidance of that. We have 10 or 15 years of administrative record that I'm throwing up in the way. Yes, I'm vomiting it up at this point because they're not listening to a whole lot of anything. But we were able to pull all that together. And I can't tell you what kind of it's an uncertain piece, but it's a piece nonetheless to know that record sits there. And I've had to do a lot more thinking. People don't maybe appreciate when they're looking into those that have looked into what we're doing, they don't understand a lot of the procedural problems that people face when they walk into a usurped system that I've been analyzing for a long time, system analysis, that is built into this thing, and this petition. And I can't tell you how much it's a measure of peace that comes over me to say, they may collect us up, and they may do their darndest and their torture like we know they do. But they're going to probably have the porcupine they ever never understood on their hands. And I'm going to be there, and the peace is, I have a word in my mouth, and it's not just one word. It's a word for every word I wrote in 55 pages of petition for redress. Every word is, as I was telling a friend of mine who was looking at it, I had to start to chuckle. I realized he's talking about the immensity of the project, and I'm looking at the words and I'm saying, those are my cliff notes. Every word and comma is a note and a reminder that there's a whole world of whoop-ass sitting inside that document to provide me with a place and provide our claim with a place of defense. And likely more, it's set up for offense, and I'm going after, have a word in my mouth to be able to go after them. It's better even in the oppressed state where their usurpation is than to have no word at all. And I'm asking everybody in the convoys, write your letter, tell them that your local administrator has not found you to be an infectious principle for a non-fraudulent exigency that supports what they're doing, and you have that. And if you want to go make it real legal-like, go notarize that darn thing. And then now you stand at least something that you can be able to start presenting. And you do that in mass. And the mass looks around and says, oh, we're absolutely in maladministration across this country. And that's any country. And you give people the fortification and the peace of mind that they aren't the beyond their obstinance, that they are a responsible party within this context of a social population. Someone who believes themselves to be morally correct and on the correct course, and that they're facing immoral, incorrect, evil that is projected upon them. If they truly believe in the innocence, they wouldn't be saying stop the mandates. They'd be saying, where's your jurisdiction to even have a say? How are your laws and your orders not null and void without it? That's what we would be saying. Not going and hesitating like the convoy. Well, I'm a convoy. I'm a trucker. I got a vaccine, but I'm here because I agree there's a right of a consent. That's the wrong observation. It's the wrong point. There's nothing for you to consent to is what you need to be focusing on, and how to make that simple statement. We also joke about all the writing I do, all the talking I might do. It's taken me 15 or 20 years to be able to come down to the short sentences, finally, I think. And I've been telling to you for months now. You have a short sentence to say, based in the law, without which the demonstration, their orders are null and void. You aren't even now talking about mandates. You're not talking about whether or not there's a consent to be provided. You're looking at the maladministration of people that have became tyrants right under your nose, and you're standing there to call that out. And I don't understand if people truly get that. When you concede to a mandate that there is a consent to have, you've agreed the tyrant has the power they're wielding. Did you understand what I just said, folks? When you get into the authority side of a jurisdiction, you've already agreed to have the jurisdiction to do whatever they're doing. But I've been asking everybody to spread the word, to stop doing that, get over and challenge the jurisdiction up front first. Where's the power to act? You have two courses that they took. Boy, I'm off my tabs again. This is so simple to get through and simple to explain that everyone seems to confuse. But there's two courses that they took. One was they talked about a communicable disease, but they did it in the context of a declared emergency. That's two paths. I've told you attack both, and it is a bit of a trick what they did, but you can attack both. Under communicable disease law, they have to go by the communicable disease law. And that required the demonstration after a medical report of an infectious agent that was inside and being carried by the principal of it to infect the rest. That's the communicable disease law. That's the exigency for that. If they want to say it's a general emergency, they still have to do one under the common law police power requirement to demonstrate a non-fraudulent exigency. But guess what? It can't be a communicable disease cause. They're going to have to make one up. So that failed right off the bat, but no one challenged that. But if they're going to go back to the communicable disease law, well, then they have to go by the law. The governors have to go by the law. And that didn't allow them to declare emergency because the local official in every jurisdiction within his or her jurisdiction never developed the infectious agent and determined its real existence. So the people who agree to a consent are so far many steps behind allowing the tyranny. I guess I'm going to call that out as a critical brain fart. That we need to step back a lot of steps and say, listen, if you want to consider yourself a lawful jurisdiction and your order's not null and void, how about if you just demonstrate that non-fraudulent agency that was supposed to be on the record since March of 2020? Anyway, here we go. I see I got lost back in all this stuff. We have so many things that are important to talk about. And that's probably the biggest one. And I see the convoys. I'm excited. Folks, don't think I'm not excited to see finally people stirring. It took them 2 years. Wow, are we tolerant people? Are we a tolerant people? But, you know, I've told you before it got started, it was getting started. What to start doing, how to go about doing it. This should have never seen the light of day by the end of March. So when you're looking at anybody who calls themselves a law enforcer working on a an order that's null and void for the failure to demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency, that's a thing that has to go in the conscience of that man or woman who thinks they're law enforcement. Because that's what's coming. In fact, I think I see the jurisdictions, the sub-jurisdictions calling all that out. Anyway, going to move over here. More stuff and got to move fast. Just to show you how things, life goes on, the system is locking it down because the tyrants inside the system are not stopped and questioned and held there because any criminal will just look for the first evasive mode and then they'll come back and they'll hurt you, try to find a way to hurt you, and they've learned how to come in costume. They're alien to us, but they come in the costume of authority. We tend to get all bright-eyed about that and enamored by authority, and it's to be questioned at every turn. Challenge jurisdiction up front before you get moving. Atlanta Fusion Centers creates a massive 30,000 surveillance camera network targeting black people. As we read from Mass Private Eye website, a recent article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution claims that Atlanta Police Department's real-time crime center, Fusion Center, has created a 4,500 real-time camera surveillance network. I'll just go on to this. They're working on more. They're predicting they'll have 30,000. And guess where they get it? They get it from all your IoT, Internet of Things, cameras and Ring cameras and whatever cameras that are out there. They get the businesses to, and why wouldn't a business help one of them see this? The cops are looking right in on the businesses. They get all these business cameras tied in. They're going to get them tied in. They're planning to get them. They're promoting to get them tied in. If you don't think the United States is going to be turned into a panopticon, where there is no place to be private, under the color of it being public, that everybody is failing on understanding what happens down the road. Again, predictable, I'm just explaining here that there's no notice that it's happening. The jurisdictions have been working the entire time to make the prison more prison-like and less private. And my mind, this next story pops up because when they start utilizing all that, there's no place to hide. They can keep finding you. And I can tell you, and this is a right to me real quick, the whole problem right now with the federal government trying to attack us is they don't know what I look like and they can't find where we live because I've understood how this is going to work. And we've made measures and obstacles in their path so that it's not foolproof, but it's made obstacles that I'm still talking to you today. And we were able to present a notice for the public record in a collateral attack against what they're doing. Had I not had it, I may not even be talking to you today. I'd be locked up being tortured while they have their way with us, and I wouldn't have the peace of mind that I have at least a record in the works and a collateral attack going that would allow me to have a word in my mouth that I can out everyone who tries to come against us and continue to out that there is no law. If you think I think there's a law, there is no law. There's no justice. What there is a bunch of people identifying that and calling that out. That there was no right in the system and no oath taken that could allow it. In fact, I just read someone sent me a notice of a local commissioner going through the discussion on how they put an ordinance in. And they said, well, this was the least overreach that we wanted to test. If you don't think, and this is a guy I know that told me that we would work together to do coordination. He's supposed to be an upstanding guy that could see the encroachment and could defeat it. How quickly that guy turned. Oh, just a little overreach we're going to test. That's not within, talking about the Constitution, and he didn't see that there was no problem with it. Well, the Constitution doesn't say there's a little overreach, but extended to these officials. And this is the encroachment that goes on. That if you don't stop it, becomes COVID, what they call COVID-19, what they called a pandemic. Pandemic is foreign even language to the locals. And yet, look who embraced it. And for what? A bribe. Essentially, it's a bribe and a dereliction of duty, a maladministration under the color of the idea we could do a little overreach and test you. Oh, boy, I don't even know, my hands want to go choke next. But at any rate, so when you hear me talking, I'm trying to be rational. I maintain rationality. We're in a war. We're in hand-to-hand combat here, and I'm attempting to not break a sweat. And I hope that you understand that, and then you help yourself to not break a sweat while you prepare for a future where these usurpers are coming on you, and they're making every opportunity to do that. Remember, well, what do you have to worry about? Someone making up a story. And if you haven't been tuned in enough, whether it's behind the woodshed or reality, you haven't seen that the stories that the cops will make up, the state will make up, the dereliction and things they'll make up in order to give them the power, and you didn't challenge it, and you're missing the entire problem with all of our societies. And as I say that, Kanukistan, thank you. You're probably the more active with behind the woodshed that I know. I just got to let you know. And it's not a surprise that the convoy is moving. What I want you to do is everybody that listens to me that's connected to Kanukistan, start telling them what the administrative condition is that they live under to make the record so they're not subject. And when you make an administrative record that isn't disposed and final, and even so to a judicial review, when they haven't even started it, you have, and they haven't finished it, there's no law that can be applied to you relative to that subject matter. I hope you get that. I hope you understand the power of what happens with that. If you start looking a little close of how they set this place up and how there's still due process to defeat it. Whether or not that truly does is whether or not you're up against how rogue the officials are that you're up against. And the more you know, the more you put together, the more you have a word in your mouth about how you can out that and challenge it while they're attempting to show the rest of the world they're under some color of authority and they're doing it right. And you have every reason and can prove how they're doing it wrong. And if you don't understand the subtlety of this war and this occupation, you're missing that. Again, it's, everyone's talking back bad to us. He's talking down at us. No, I'm trying to explain a condition that's killing us, that's setting up a dominoes to kill us. If you didn't understand the trucks that are moving anywhere, and not hauling food and supplies are not feeding and helping goods to the people. And so I get it, convoy in Canada, go there. But Trudeau wants you parked because you don't have a vax, or even if you do and you don't agree with the content, I get all that. Go ahead and park in his city, since he doesn't want you driving his goods around. I get that. Queen's Park, perfect name. Park there, because he wanted you there. But that's not really the answer for the people. During a no-knock raid, because this is what all this surveillance does, folks. I've been harping on this. It drives me nuts. I don't know what to do with it, but tell you, hopefully maybe someone will get upset like I am and do something more. I got my hands full, folks. I got hand-to-hand combat. I'm fighting 15 people right now. And I'll take on another for a moment. And if you think that's a joke, no, I learned that you can do that. I learned that, what, doing what? Play acting. What, doing Society for Creative Anachronism. I built armor for 7 years. It was medieval safety equipment we sold to people. I was an apprentice. It wasn't my business. We sold it to them. We'd go out in the field to use that armor to beat on each other. And I learned that people in fighting can do fighting, even in play fighting, can be very formidable when they understand what their power is and how to exploit that against others and other styles. And when I looked at that, that was an awareness to me. There's more in us than we might even know. And it kind of prepared my view for what's going on here in this, what it seems to be a virtual war. Nevertheless, people die. People die wrongly. And when you start seeing that there's an immunity for doing that, you realize you know them when you see them. You're in a war. Libra code. We're back to that. Yes, we are. We don't get away from that until this nonsense stops. During no-knock raid, a wrong person, they say, it was a wrong man, cops execute innocent man, there it is, as he slept on a sofa. SWAT team execution of a no-knock, was supposed to be not happening in there, a no-knock raid, execution of a warrant on the wrong address again. And guess what? You read the story, and I got to keep moving, but you read the story, it happened last week. Am I getting upset? I'm getting a little bit upset. Maybe I should tone it down. We allow this to ourselves. And we get to talking to these officials and we're going to make an agreement. They don't care. And it goes all with the judge that issued that warrant. Is it even impeachable? I mean, is impeachment even good enough? complete maladministration, complete ineptness. With all the surveillance, they still get it wrong, is not a license for lawful government. That should be enough. We're not talking about dealing with the usurper, making an agreement and negotiate how they're not going to do it and hope they don't. You remove them. You get rid of them. You take them out of what they're doing. However, and you have to start with paper. That was the trap they gave us. You have to start with the paper. And you have to show that every mechanism is futile. If we ever release to the full general public the petition, you're going to see, I'm telling the world, minors, us as grantees, are defenseless. There is no remedy available, and there is no relief, and there hasn't been, and we were supposed to be under a lawful government and administration. We were guaranteed to have a remedy and relief. Why did I do that? Because when you do this stuff, you have to show you are defenseless. A lot of tough guys don't want to do that. Are we truly defenseless? Well, no. That paper says I'm not defenseless. I'm just identifying who the criminals are. And I can't do it all on my own, and the co-owner can't do it, and my friend can't do it all on his own. But we start, for us, the record. And we hope somebody else cares enough to come along. Or find their own. And we just join up, because it's going to be us standing at the stinking abyss, looking in shoulder to shoulder, confining that to where that stinking abyss is, and then eventually covering it over. During a no-knock raid, a wrong person, an innocent man, not a person, executed on his sofa. SWAT teams, doing what? And then I moved on to this, and a part of the fungus among us, the jab-demic, the venom, is it part of an alien plot? Is Washington under alien control in the news? But this is talking about the other thing I'm really concerned about, what's going on in the East, in Russia, through the Ukraine, and some interesting information pops up through the Ukraine, about Ukraine, that in Ukraine shouldn't even be a matter. And I found that fascinating. But is Washington under alien control? Well, there's a lot of aliens we could be talking about. We're talking about the space aliens. We're talking about the Zio aliens. We're talking about just aliens. Anyway, so those that come over the border. We're talking about people that were inside the border that got altered by some problem, some manipulation. Alien to us? Yeah, the word alien is kind of interesting. A lot of people get that wrong. Alienable? No, it's alienable. Alienation is the core, not lean, as everybody turns everything into a commerce-connected idea, which is given to the government to control. I find that fascinating, just how people just miss all this. Anyway, is Washington under alien control? The drama currently unfolding in which the Biden administration is doing everything it can to provoke a war with Russia over Ukraine is possibly the most frightening foreign policy misadventure since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis and the 1967 Lyndon Johnson attempt to sink the U.S. Liberty and blame it on Egypt, either of which could have gone nuclear. That's the opening sentence of the paragraph. I thought, there you go. This guy's been looking at this for quite a while. He's concerned with it. He brings up this idea in this movie, a different object. Well, does anyone currently wonder why I think the puppet masters, think of the puppet masters, it's a movie apparently, when an incoherent Joe Biden in particular makes a speech, and also consider the befuddled look on the Secretary of State Tony Blinken or the bewildered expressions of the Vice President Kamala Harris or Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, all of which might also suggest that the slugs now completely control the administration. So, I don't care what we talk, everyone's starting to watch. Are these people possessed? Are these people fungicided? Are they got slugs in them? There's an alien force attached to their nervous system making them meat suits, as I was predicting might be the case for all of you all that got the jab? How many months ago now? It's in the air, if nothing else, folks. And we have to consider this. Even if we don't go to the slugs moving this measure along, the problem is what you're seeing is their acts. You know them when you see them, that they're somehow alien to anything we might consider to be peaceful. And when you look at all the deceptive wording, to me it's not a surprise. But it's a serious problem because your son or your daughter or someone you know's son or daughter, if these people pull this off, are going to go to die. And they need to have, as one option, they need to have a war to cause everyone to forget the economic problem they caused, the frauds they're allowing to be as money, and the perpetual debt that they've thrown everybody into to make greater debt and put this enemy abroad on us. And when you look at this story, look very carefully. Ukraine isn't even in NATO for them to do so. And so that brought up a whole bunch of other things. Ukraine invasion is no longer imminent. Then you watch now the balking of the administration itself. Are these people aliens? Are they playing you of heartstrings? Or you want to go patriotic on all this nonsense, this maladministration? Or do you want to start to build up an idea of how to stop it, how to work it out, how to start at the fringes of where they attacked you in the communicable disease where the feds have no problem and bring it to the feds as well after you make your local records? Ukraine invasion no longer imminent. They're having to backwalk this pressure, this problem that the White House has been creating, the slugs that are in the White House actually commanding the meat suits, to back away a bit of such a vocabulary that incites the problem. They can't be shown to be inciting the problem. This is what they did to the COVID-19 pandemic. They made it look like it was a medical emergency, and you all agreed to it. You all agreed to it that didn't step up and say, wait a minute, for me, demonstrate the non-fraudulent agency, and then attach it to me. And by the way, who filed a medical report on me? Because I'm not sick. Walk back the line of aggression. Ukraine is not in NATO. The United States has no business there whatsoever. So what'd they do? We heard they're putting the troops on every side of that, which tells me there might be something even more and bigger coming up. And let's watch just in the future, just for notice, the Middle East. They're pre-staging assets there as well, 3,000 troops. But before that, before they stage the troops, U.S. Army immediately begins enforcing vaccine mandates. The U.S. Army has ordered commanders to start discharging anti-vax soldiers immediately, saying that they jeopardize the Army's ability to win wars. All you veterans, all you to help your buddies inside the armed forces, I don't even know why you're remaining quiet. If you've heard anything that I've been saying, how you can't help them challenge this Army order that has no basis, no different than any other authority. As I've told you, they are subject to having to develop the necessity, the exigency for this that makes their statements fraud. That then you show that action is diminishing your military, because folks, they are diminishing your military. Whether they were jabbed or whether they're pulling out the people that are critical thinkers about what they need to do. They want slugs. They want people amenable to being slugs. And if they don't have the slugs, they want the technology to make them slugs. Are there aliens? Alien's a funny word to define. Is it alien to what we need? You better bet. And the United U.S. military, I told you, at warp speed, is moving this thing forward. And because they work with foreign governments, I don't know where, and the whole plan in the future is to eliminate nation-state sovereignties. I can't tell you who these people are working for now. But everybody that's being kicked out has an ability, particularly those that filed for their religious exemption. When they're kicked out, when they were tested to no reasonable extent and they don't have the proper, and you've developed a proper record to show that, you can get them for retaliation. Yes, you can. You can get them for discrimination. You can then reverse that based on a fraud. You can go after that. This is the national security threat. And some of you will do that. And I'm not saying do that lightly. Consider well what you're saying. But if you're already out, if you're already done, and there's no protection for whistleblowers, but that might be a way too. But just strictly straight up, when you asserted that you had a medical exemption or particularly the religious exemption, and they retaliated by kicking you out without a good reason, and you could assert that they didn't demonstrate a non-fraudulent agency for all the harm they're causing and the threat to you, and that they're getting rid of someone who witnessed that, who is clear of mind. Now, here what? I see the word pure blood. Talk about a setup for a discrimination setup. They're now separating us from pure blood and not? Really? We did that to ourselves too. The Army immediately begins enforcing vaccine mandates as 3,000 people go not to Ukraine, but on each side of it, in order to show some saber rattling as the White House backs off from being the saber rattler and says, oh, no, no, things are not imminent. Ukraine won't get any U.S. Combat troops. Now the Pentagon confirms, not the White House, no, the Pentagon. Ukraine won't get them. And when you read through the story, they're not part of NATO. We shouldn't even be talking about this. And so, what do I look at that? I don't know of the all answers. I just say, watch out. We've got some lunatics making something up. Do we want to be a part of that as a people? Do we want to just march to the White House and clubhouse, or wherever they meet to figure out how they're going to destroy us? Are we just going to march there and sit on the steps and beat horns and park our stuff in the streets? Or are we going to start to figure out what we need to do to file with the government to let them know we're here more than importantly than just to park our trucks because Trudeau said so or because Biden wants it? What do the people need? Ukraine won't get U.S. combat troops. Well, that's I guess I feel better now. No, this is a problem. This is the doublespeak. I don't know what's going on. When I found, I didn't really know. That part's not even part. I don't think we should be aggressing anybody, but just to hear the phrase, because I didn't pay attention to that part, that Ukraine wasn't part of NATO, which I knew, but I didn't make a point of it, and then find out, what are we doing in Ukraine? What the heck? Guys, folks, please. What are we allowing through all this? Moving on, I got so much here. Why is President Biden sending 3,000 troops to NATO allies near Ukraine? Confirmation, that's where it's going, not to Ukraine. Right, moving this thing through. I'm trying to show you how you go about proving out a consistency. So we try to look through whatever the stories are. But there's something going on, and it has a different perception. It has a different flavor than what we're told. But they come out with MSN. We'll now tell you why. Is MSN anybody to tell us why anything? Well, no, we know that. Anybody with a critical thought knows that. But they'll explain what's going on. Not tell us why. I'd like to know why. Why are we over there? At all. What's the real truth? Well, no, MSN's going to tell the public, who will be, you know, sponges and pick it all up. So I don't know what more to say about that. But the point for us is, in fact, Ukraine's been in the loop. They're claiming that Russia's going to attack Ukraine, but Ukraine's not part of the NATO alliance. Ukraine's not part of the United States obligations and duty to pay attention to. Unless the United States and Britain and Germany, whatever else over there, are aggressors of some sort. Anyway, got to move on. I'm trying to show you we're leading with the militaries everywhere. Be careful when you watch it and see it. Be concerned, because that means when people go to war, people are going to die. And because people are patriotic and they think that they're upholding a lawful order, they will go kill someone else. And if you've watched COVID, that should terrify you of what people can be shown to do, and in particular in the military, where they strip you of everything. We're talking about being a slug. No disrespect to the service people. Please, don't go there. You have to be trained in a certain way. They almost have to strip you so that you can go in and do such horrendous things. But when they do that, you then put in question, what are you doing it for? Whom are you controlled by? Actually. I'm not a pacifist. If you want to, don't attack me. I'm going to have to defend myself. That's not a question in my mind. Nations have to defend themselves. That's not a question. But that's not really what we're talking about here, are we? And they get people to go out and rah, rah, rah. Oh, 9/11. Oh, I'm going to defend the country. The first question came out. You're going to defend the country by going attacking a cave? Yeah. No, there's a whole bigger thing going on there. And you saw it. And you saw what happened. You're seeing it today. It's the rollout of how they do this. They get everybody all wrapped up in what the government says for. It's what you're for your own good, and you agree. Without a critical thought. And so we're going to be told why NATO's allies are getting, and not Ukraine. We're not going to be told why, other than it's not in NATO, but why then are you moving things and false witnessing upon Russia? I don't know the answer to that. I'm just telling you, it isn't true. It isn't truth what they're doing, and therefore it's the lie, and we have to be worried because these slugs in Washington, whatever they're being adjusted to, even if they're not, they're just been usurpers in our system for decades and forever almost. they are driving this wagon over the cliff, and your sons and daughters are in that wagon. They got it now. They're not even sitting in the buckboard to jump out for themselves. It's all now autonomous. And so this, seeing all these things, and I'm just going to throw in something I don't have as a link, just the idea, I don't know if you knew, two more African countries were overthrown by military people, the common thread, the CIA, going into states, governments that people are agreeable to some extent, to be overthrown, to be interfered with. Then there's a whole train of things on how I get here. This next report came by, I just happened to look over at a video from a video that I was watching and saw in a list, something that intrigued me. And it just struck me odd. And all I saw was the thumbnail, and the title of this thing was The Oath to Serve Your Country. The Oath to Serve Your Country. That doesn't seem to be too odd, I think, on its surface, until you come from the idea that we're dealing with aliens. And we're talking about usurpation. And we're talking about people setting us up, softening up the enemy, and taking it down. When I thought of it that way, looking at that, through this mindset, I'm going through this idea stream of things that came to me. And I have to tell you, folks, I've learned to trust it. I can't tell you, I can't prove it all to you. I can tell you I've learned to trust it. But what it does for me is it starts to set the players on each part of the board they need to be. And this guy, I didn't even know it was a guy. I didn't even see the picture of it. It just says the oath to serve your country in the title. And I'm thinking, well, that's odd. And then I see this thing stating, the Reese Report edit of Ricardo Bossi's recent address to all people sworn to defend their nation. Now, maybe that doesn't sound too odd to people, but I saw two big disconnects. Your country, the oath to serve your country, speaking to a guy who's claiming to be from in the country, and to defend their nation. As a part and parcel to the nation, as a veteran in that nation, wouldn't it be our country and our nation if we weren't just a bit disconnected? And I'll tell you what, folks, that being able to see this little bit of disconnect just drives me nuts, and I have to track it down because it means something. I've just found it over and over. It's how I was able to identify your adjunct policy, all of your alternative dispute resolution, how I was able to find the leverage funding, how we sued upon it. These disconnects is what I told you, the silence of what should have happened versus what is happening. I looked at this video and just looking at the guy, I said, what if that guy's a, if I look at the guy and think he's an alien, then I look at the title and say, the oath to serve your country. I'm looking at an alien telling me to serve your country. He's now playing me. Folks, I've never taken an oath to serve my country. I just defend the way of life that I was told existed, and to attack, to defend or attack usurpers of that way. Not because I say that's my way, it's because I see there's supposed to be a black and white that's not being honored that would keep it that way. And this guy just came on my radar off the blue, folks. I can't even tell you. I don't even have a clue about the guy. And I still kind of don't. But I got to place this guy now because he's affecting people. He's speaking to the mass public in a place that's completely oppressed right now, Australia. And so I did a little bit of check, and I'm looking for the other reactions because I don't know nothing. I got to go quicker now because I don't have the time to go through this, and I find someone who has a contrary view about the guy, even though he's speaking patriotically. What I did notice in the video was he's speaking disconnectedly. There's nothing that he is a part of. He speaks about all you are supposed to do, you should feel, and what we should be seeing. Nothing that it's going to be a plan in order to get it done. And I always listen for that. What's the doing part of it? And most everybody doesn't have a doing part, so that's not the end-all be-all, because I'm going to find that failure. But the point is, that's an insight as well. And I found someone on a video link, Ricardo Bossi, the Zionist-controlled opium dealer. Let me reread that. Ricardo Bossi. Don't underestimate the value of these words. Ricardo as well points to whole other. Your mind has to go flying around the world about this guy. The Zionist-controlled opium dealer, and that started to speak to me a little bit because this guy is not in the video that I saw. He's in a suit, which always blows me away. why are you in a suit in your house when you're not moving around doing anything? What's this costume we put on as a suit, pretending to be normal, like pretending we're in a normal reality in Australia of all places? And so this video kind of gave me a heads up. There was an alternative view. I haven't had the chance yet. I did look at the video. And what pops up is a document. He supports the idea of the Zionist connection. All right. So what I got to first, though, was a video that this guy went before a people in a rally. It wasn't very large. It was large, but not very large. And a very interesting insight. He does quite a few things in the video on a public meeting. And I want people to see this. He quotes the Lord's Prayer, but he quotes the Catholic one. And yes, I pay attention to all this because it orients my mind on what tunnel they might be crawling through. And I found that valid. And so he doesn't do the Lord's Prayer that as I saw in the Bible. He does the one from the Catholics. He also doesn't do something that someone standing next to him that introduces him does do. And you need to take a stock of all this. But most importantly, I saw, and I've asked somebody in the internet, look at what you're looking at. He wears his camo, military beret camo, before people in public. And in the video where he does the Lord's Prayer, he doesn't say he's former military. He says he's his officer. He's an officer status. And I look back at his uniform and the beret, and I've already acknowledged that he's of the SAS. And I also find out that he's been the liaison to all the Arab countries. And I've talked about the SAS maneuvers many times behind this broadcast years ago, and what they do before the troops roll in. And I'm just skipping across the high points of what I started to observe. Why? Because I'm going to place this character somewhere on the board. Somewhere on the board of the world that we live in. And what are we to expect? And what do we need to be careful of? What do we need to protect ourselves? You can have your own meanings to all this as you will. You will do that anyway. But this guy became, out of nowhere, a problem for you folks in Australia. As I'm going through this, I hope I do justice enough to cause you to go look. There's something wrong with the disconnected speech. There's something wrong when you put your mind in a different frame. I'm looking at an alien, and he's talking like he would be an alien. I mean, alien to your what he's talking about, and you, and what you should be doing. And talking to you as if he's talking to you as a group different than him, even though he's got all the costume that he's involved with you. Now, wouldn't that be what an operations officer would do? I mean, just all these points. You've got to be a little bit observant here, and it takes a little bit. And we all have our different expertise. And I don't talk with many people, and I talk with people that I know people that have a better expertise in certain areas that we could go through this much quicker than it takes me. And so everyone's up on this one to understand that. Moving on to the assertion in the title that there's a Zionist element. I did track down the B'nai B'rith communicator, Jewish Unity, Diversity, and Continuity pamphlet. And if you go down to page 12, people from this group, on this communicator, give this guy about an hour of their time. Which wouldn't happen unless they underwrite what he's doing. They're also using Zoom, which I've told you is a trap. It's a control. It's a trackable, traceable. It explains that he's talking to they claim he's Australian Army, but he says SAS. I did a little bit of research. They have to say Australian SAS, otherwise it's British. And I could be completely wrong on the way the real application is, but that's one of the clues I'm using. They're not really being too definite when it comes down to things that I see other places of authority being definite in. And I don't have to take any, I just want to pass on as well, I don't have to take any hard and fast decisions yet. I'm just looking at this guy and saying, what are we dealing with in this guy who speaks as an alien? Why? Because my mindset was, we're dealing with aliens. We have been since COVID, since before. We're dealing with the spaghetti western, the false front spaghetti western. Anyway, B'nai B'rith, communicator, he's in that, qualifies the assertion in the title of a Zionist, another and different authority coming in under the cover of a benefice and patriotic statements that are, there's a technique about stating the obvious, stating what ought to happen, but never actually putting any 2 cents in on how that's going to be altered, how you're going to enforce it or anything else. He also does it different. I want people to notice some of this stuff if you hadn't understood what's going on. And there's more. There's more things I don't even know about. He comes right off in that where he does the Lord's Prayer, and he makes a joke. He opens right out and he makes the joke. With a name like that, I bet you're wondering, who are you? Where do I come from? And I can't tell you how much of a discharging ailment that joke, if you will, it's not a joke, he's telling everybody everything, is. And it dissuades a lot of people. I looked in the, when they showed the crowd, a lot of people started to look real odd. And then when they started doing the Lord's Prayer, not everybody was up with that. It's not about even the Lord's Prayer. It's about listen to the op going on to gain confidence without any plan and future of getting it to roll. Let me point to you something else. He says, this last 2 words of a 3-word, again, 3-word focus of what he does is strategic innovation. How many times have I told you about strategic and innovation and the concept of a foreign imposition on any people? How many times, folks? Okay, so these words are cueing me a whole different way than maybe anybody else. Or maybe a lot of you know that I'm watching people support this guy without question. And it's just another observation of how people are, I'm going to say it, Vince, again, easily persuaded away from their better judgment. They want a hero. We want our hero. We don't want to be our own hero. We don't want to have to be taking on the bullets and figuring out the strategy to get at the enemy. We don't want to do that. We don't want to prepare ourselves by digging a trench and then putting our wall after the trench or making more trenches before that. No. We give the enemy the key to our kingdom, flat land, right? No trees, nothing. Let them come right in and invade us. Okay, so we have a character in the world coming to, I think, divide and conquer, soften up the enemy. He doesn't sound legitimate to me as far as his purity of his voice. He's actually seemingly working for some other interest, at least one. And there'd have to be, I don't even know how to, again, I just put him now over into a problem. I don't know why I'm spending so much time in this, but because of Australia's oppression and the fact that people are beat down and they're looking for that hope and they don't realize, they're being told this guy can do it. This SAS agent who speaks in the other and from the other to others that you think you're a part of, and he's not saying you have the power when you do, is a problem for me, if nothing else. I'll move on because this keeps going on and on. So, again, I got you some links here. You can observe. You can give me, send me an email if you want, talk about it, maybe discuss it. I don't need to hear that you agree and all that. I agree with, if we agree, that's fine. But if you find that I'm misinterpreting something, then I need to hear that. But he's showing here, he's got the command, if you will, a leader, military leader, no less. At the time, 2 other African nations were taken down by military coups. I can't believe how people don't put some of this stuff together. 100,000 people listening to this guy. And so I don't even know how I got to this guy. There's a problem. I hope I'm wrong. I'm always hoping I'm wrong about this. But my spider senses got cued almost absolutely immediately, as soon as I saw the title. And I can't even tell you why. And this is what I'm asking people. Look at everyone and look and analyze what's going on about them to find out, do they really mean you any good? And I'm going to suggest that there's not really anybody that's any good better than your own self. You literally are a power against somebody who's under a color of authority. You have to believe that. And then you have to act in that. Not act, just act. You take action through that. Nobody needs a hero in Australia. What you need is yourself standing up and identifying how all of you are oppressed, how you were done. There's an element to this why I keep questioning, like, where people are in Australia, the celebrity, like maybe a Max Egan or that. We don't know that they're not all part of the op. We don't know that maybe that's the limit of their awareness on what's up. But that's not helping anybody where they stop short of telling you how to go about making yourself the power. And objectively so, not because, oh, I'm tough. That's what you're looking at through this guy. Oh, he's the tough guy. He's the trained guy. No, they're not. They're just people. They have a duty to something that they're following. And you are required to never abandon yours to yourself and to those around you. And I don't know. I've spent a whole lot of time here. This guy bugged me. The more I think about it, he really bugs me. Not for me, not even in my country. People like him are in our country, but they haven't risen up quite yet. And this is the kind of thing I'm talking about identifying before they even get there. Don't even put your time to them. Don't be the movement. Be the power, don't be the movement. And what I say with the power? Well, find the subject matter that you're powerful in, and you're powerful where you can show the other that comes under color of authority has none. Because in nations where you are have at least a sense of freedom, you have a guarantee of due process, and it's lawful due process that it is, not just any due process. That is a defense that you can use. And once you engage it, that's not supposed to be taken away from you, and I can only tell you when you find that it is, you realize you're dealing with a tyrant. You're dealing with someone who's definitely not in any kind of a law. You don't have to deal with the camouflage anymore. It's over. Now you're dealing with the real, someone who really wants to hurt you and anyone else around you. That should be obvious. And these people will hurt and they will reach out, like attacking, using Ukraine to try and threaten Russia. The United States does this. They do all kinds of things we've watched. And the problem is it obscures the real problems we need to be looking at. No different than what might be the real problem. Even if it's only a new strain of influenza that hasn't been told exists, with COVID covering it up, which we now are finding is the, as I've been saying all along, it's the cold and flu vid. It's nothing else. It's endemic. It's been endemic. U.S. government seizes website of Iran's Press TV, multiple other media outlets, as the U.S. just puts its boot on everything in censorship. And I guess one of the main points here, I'm going to read a little bit, the first paragraph. U.S. authorities have apparently seized the web domains of Iran's international media outlet Press TV and Al Alam, along with the Yemeni TV channel Al Masira, run by the Houthi faction, and Iraqi Shia satellite channel, and others. I look at that. The United States puts its boot out. We've been talking for the last few weeks that there's an international order to destroy domains. The United States government seizes a sovereign nation's communication system. If they'll do it to that, they'll do it to you. Because I'm going to just do the short form of that. If you don't think there's all kinds of this stuff going on, and we're walking blindly into the e-government of things, folks, please, I don't know what else to say. We are engaged in it. They engaged us for 10 years. You got the addiction. I don't know what to say about that. I'm working hard to try and find ways to be able to touch it, but without getting too involved where they do have the ability to put their clutches on you. It's not psychological clutches for me, for sure. It's why I don't get out much. It's why I don't do too much. It's why I don't have a problem with PayPal. Identified that over a decade ago, the problem with that. Or what's that, with the new GoFundMe nonsense. Because that they're all trapped. They're all honeypots. Right? So government seizures come down, sovereign. There are no sovereignties. So you think that the people are sovereign? No, these are criminals in the government. They're not following one law, and anyone is saying anything about requiring that on the record to give them the power to say, well, you have no power. You have to objectively show there's no power in the one who has assumed the position to do so. So if the United States will seize the communication systems of a foreign sovereign government, you are no problem. As we read from EFF.org, it's back. Senators want E-A-R-N-I-T bill to scan all online messages. People don't want outsiders reading their private messages? Well, I don't know about that. But at any rate, that's what they say here. Not their physical mail, not their texts, not their DMs, nothing. It's a clear and obvious point, but one place it doesn't seem to have reached is the U.S. Senate. No, the U.S. government. The U.S. Senate, so they're going to bring back, if you think you Democrat, Republicans are better or whatever, Senator Blumenthal is one of the lawmakers, so-called, they're policymakers, not lawmakers. He's a Democrat, and Senator Lindsey Graham, the R, that must mean Rhino, South Carolina, reintroduced the EARNIT Act, an incredibly unpopular bill in 2020 that was dropped in the face of an overwhelming opposition. For me to remind me to say, they don't go away unless you shut them down. The enemy continues to progress and incrementally encroach inch by inch. If it comes down to grain of sand by grain of sand, you allow it and they will take it. So here's again, they want the control of the communication systems. Well, you know them when you see them. Enemies do that to people, not people respecting privacy. And they shouldn't matter. And what are they doing? They come under the common theme, oh, they're protecting the children. When you can do encryption and protect yourself, then you're just presumed to be a child molester. You're a pedophile. Oh, you're doing child porn. We're doing it for the children. All right? So this is this is how they fabricate fraud. There's a discussion in that article that shows how they things within the bill that try to justify it are all fraud. I'm suggesting anybody that feels like going that direction, you call them out on that and you call out the fraud and you start moving and find ways. I can't find all of them. You find ways in order to make the big stink about that. Shut it down again, but more importantly, shut down the two people that keep bringing this out. We have multifaceted ways to do things. I don't even know what the best way is. Certainly doing nothing, I know that's not the way. Whatever, I know that's not the way. And so moving more on, I think that's what we might be if we watch this any longer. As I move into this surveillance and looking at what might be surveilled, and again, the request to get on Telegram, I looked at it within 5 minutes of reading their documents. I knew that's not the place I want to be. I'm wondering why everybody thinks it's the place. A lot of these places are like that. And this came on to about the surveillance and the potential problems, even on the RLM, a wire is a deal. I was asked to look at that a long time ago, that when I looked at the paperwork behind it, the agreements, I found very quickly, it's not obvious, you have to look a little deeper into the technology, it was not something for me. Well, it turns out, as I get a link for you, in the surveillance and the condition and the construction, the change of things, early on for me, wire was not the go-to place because of the way the technology, the signaling technology, the transfer technology, the server technology was handling the data. Wasn't good. You can't decrypt. I'm talking way beyond encryption. You can have an encrypted channel. That doesn't protect you. Anyway, not that I'm an expert either. That's the other problem. I don't even know what I'm looking at sometimes. But when I can find stuff, I realize it's not a good thing. Well, our network uses, I think, wire and finds nothing wrong with it at all. And I wish I could embrace it because it makes things a little bit easier. And that's the other problem. But so it turns out, as I find a Twitter, wire changed ownership. So not only did it not work for me, I look now and it changed ownership. And it moved the server from the servers that were underneath one style of protection and changed that protection, but the owners didn't tell anybody. And this is the kind of thing you just start seeing, who you associate with, the type of activity, you know them when you see them, and that starts to condition how we look at who we should be dealing with. Right up front, this is not even really a question. I was disappointed, but there's nothing I can do about the facts of all these things. That when these unscrupulous conditions were set by wire early on, the associated mentality transferred without a notice that they had to be transferred. Not even the sale from wire did they disclose that they had lost your ownership, that it was transferred into a U.S. entity with a completely different set of laws. and vulnerabilities and surveil abilities. And this tweet goes on to say, it's been proven time and after time we shouldn't place our data or trust into U.S. entities. I used Wire because it was different. Well, that's a misperception because it was never different. It was actually never different. And this is the thing I'm saying. We all have our own perceptions. And I'm not sure what the answer is on there. I'm looking, you know, even federated, whatever. I'm looking at serverless now. It's kind of way beyond my abilities to keep up. But I've still got a, we're in a problem. We have a communication problem. And all these doors are being closed off. The United States, you see, are willing to shut domains off. I said we're going to have to go to serverless stuff. We're going to have to go to addresses if we understand the technology to jump around. And it just reminded me more of being in the sewers and the Matrix. And we're going to be tracked down if we stick around too long by the Centurion. And if we can keep moving around, then maybe we have an ability to continue to communicate. And why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I want to do that if that's simple enough? But at any rate, so Wire was never different than any other surveillable condition. And now it comes out, folks, and it comes out the type of people that are being done. And so, again, on the communication front, the thing that an enemy machine wants to shut down in their target, this is what the United States government's after worldwide. This is just not a question anymore. And for as I was also talking and utilizing this e-government and the control of it and getting you focused onto it, the vaccine passport scheme, is now it's hitting the national awareness. And this next story, maybe even alternatively, the vaccine passport scheme goes national, one QR code at a time. And so, again, the titles, people want me to go a little bit more in depth. I figure you can read this stuff. I'm pointing out these are notices to us of what people are seeing if you hadn't heard, to try and give us an awareness, a situational awareness of where we need to go, how we need to start thinking, how we may have to think differently. I told you the QR code was your brand. I said it before. I've said it over and over, but now someone's actually commenting how this is going to be working. And I find it fascinating. I just looked at one communication device, one messaging. I think it was XMPP technology. Instead of removing any of this connection to these things, it looks really, really good. And then it also says, well, we can transfer QR codes. No, maybe not everybody will have one, but those that do become traceable and trackable. There has to be a database for all this stuff. And so it gets more and more complicated and more we're enticed to do certain things relative to ID systems. And the QR code, they're recognizing that QR code is going one passport at a time by that code. And it's a machine, it's not what they call human readable at all, if you understand what technocracy starts to do. And so we move, again, they destroy communication, and then they get you to start communicating in a certain mode. All predictable, and seemingly the cutting edge. Oh, it's so easy. And even those that would profess to be privacy, security-minded, and everything else, still incorporate these elements of control and constraint and potential leash, and it's provable that it's a leash. I don't even know what more to say about that. Again, the QR code and the ID goes into everything in your life. It incorporates everything, including now your health. They talked about the health passport. And we're getting now and shifting back into all that nonsense, that e-government control. They found a health imperative to invoke the police power that no one questioned, or correctly, I should say. All the lawyers incorrectly challenged it. And then I realize it's, again, and not even going to court. It's for you, administratively, you identify they haven't fulfilled the law for you. And you have that record for you. And then you use that in case you're ever attacked in any way. In particular, for your jobs, where they say, well, you've got to do vaccine. Whoa. You, under law, you have to show me the necessity. And here's the lack of response from the local official saying that I am the infectious principal that you should be concerned with. So here, employer, Is that so hard? Is that really so hard? It isn't even as involved as I've been explaining you should do it, because I come at it from, I'm going to have a fortification when I go in there. As I said, 55 pages of petition for redress or a criminal complaint. Every word with a comma after it is an entire discussion and realm of discussion, of defense or offense. Should tell you how much I put into these things, knowing the foe we're up against, because everybody else is silent. And everybody else, that hasn't been identified yet as being the subversive agents or have been there, will be there to continue to try to diminish the authority that's been brought. It's not me. I'm just talking black and white. That's the other thing. It's not me. I'm not even speaking here. But there was a black and white that's speaking, and if you look at all your codes, those black and whites speak for themselves. I don't need a judge. And so, speaking for themselves, oh, there's a duty you undertook, Mr. and Mrs. Official. Here, get on it. Get on it. Because you have it, and now you're irreparably harming me. Not just harming me, irreparably harming me. Why? Because that's equity. And then you took away my remedies. That's now defeating the showing the futility and your defenselessness, where they shouldn't have put you in there because there's an objective basis again written before they got there that said they were to do that. And now they become more of the criminal. And you keep focusing on that. While we read this and move on, in the health idea of showing the government not bashful to create crime, fix things up, cook the books, Mandela affect this future, FDA document on Moderna vaccine approved, approval removed from the agency's website. The Food and Drug Administration FDA document explaining why the FDA approved the Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was removed from the agency's website overnight. The summary basis for regulatory action offered more details on how regulators reached the approval decision and included references to unpublished analysis that found that the rates of post-vaccination heart inflammation were higher than any U.S. agency found, showing there's reasons why they're getting rid of it. The point is, this is not a government working up front in honesty. Forget the transparency. They're trying to make everything transparent so you see right through it. That's what COVID did. Everyone saw right through what was really going on. Not from behind the woodshed, they didn't, though. And I'm going to say that and be there and stand there arrogantly stating that and asserting that until someone shows me different. But they're going to be fancy pants dancing on the other side. And they're going to be cooking the books. They're going to do Mandela effect on you. You think the internet's stable and like it's set in ways. No, they just change a website. It's over. You don't even know what the information was. So we have to go around collecting all this stuff up. Or as they did, immediately start doing FOIAs. Once you know the document is there, then you can go ahead after the list of everything too. That's another thing that they do. And also don't forget, when you see someone who makes a FOIA request and you come in on top of that, there's a rule, and I don't know if it's two or three, you get two or three people to do the same request, and they have to make, the FOIA side of the government has to make it public. All right? So then that becomes common knowledge. They don't have to take all the time it takes. They have to post it somewhere. Go find that rule, too. I can't remember what that is. Anyway, moving on. What the government's doing to cook the books, what the license, the supposed license they give, the illicit license, so-called, for now industry to do this against people, and how we are just falling left and right to it without any whimper. And we have all the ability to make more than a whimper. We have a roar that we could be giving each one of us. But here we have now, even though they're pulling and doing the fancy pants dance over there in the FDA, which is understandable, they're cooking the books. I've told you that's... They're utilizing epidemiology, which is, they call science, but it's just bean counters. It's just accounting. And by rules that are set up for risk management, we don't know what the risk management they're attempting. And I'm telling you, it's to cover their crime. That's just the way this adjunct policy works in the world. Just how it works, folks. Until you see that one, you won't understand how obvious it is to me, how quickly I come to it, how I quickly identify it, and why it sounds like I'm nuts at some point. You sound good. Sound like you know what you're talking about. No, there's a way. You don't just have to put it off on me like I think I know. No, you could quickly do the same thing. And then it's inside you what you know. It's not just some idea that, this guy behind the woodshed talks about. I want people to be knowledgeable about what we're talking about here. Why I just skip along and say, here, go look at this. Go look at this. Tie this together this way. If you see a difference, let me know. I don't need to know all about that. Once we find out it's a failure, I don't need to know more about it, actually. Do I? I'm going to ask that. You may have a contrary view, but that's how I work. I don't tarry too long once I figure I've got it even maybe 90% figured out. And I work hard enough to try and get it that far. I don't need to know the last 10%. I don't need to know how it repeats itself. The unending number. I don't need to know that. Understand, the unending number keeps going to a finite. I don't need exactness, so all the rest of the decimal places, it's just too inconsequential. The trip's not that far, and not that long. In fact, the answer was pretty apparent right up front. Exclusive. Now, how the companies now are being given license, Hershey's fires unvaccinated employees following the military. And none of you had the record made, apparently, to stop that. And if you did, we didn't hear about it, which we also need to hear from that. Hershey's company, chocolate company, lots of us, we can just stop eating this product and maybe tell them so, but at any rate, Hershey's company has begun firing office workers who have declined to be vaccinated against COVID-19. On the way out the door, sounds like me talking, isn't it? On the way out the door, not out of the door, I like it. On the way out the door, the candy manufacturer, like that's a essential thing, isn't it? Oh yeah, all you chocolate lovers, I know. The candy manufacturer is asking the fired employees to sign a 9-page confidentiality and release agreement that would remove their rights, the employees' rights, to sue the company or talk about their experience. Now, isn't that such a refreshing statement? Because what does it actually mean? It means that these companies are liable, aren't they? And if you set your record up just right, you too could put the heat on these companies. As I say that, I think Gary L. was saying, and I didn't understand how this worked, so thank you, Gary L., for pointing this out. This thing going down with GoFundMe, those of you that made donations to the convoy, I want to say this too, and I think this is correct. I didn't get the chance at the speed to go look at it. If you don't allow them to just give you the money and go tell your bank that it was essentially a theft of the money for the services they didn't render or something like that, do a chargeback challenge. I'm trying to make this up as I go that I read it. I'm trying to remember what I read. It costs GoFundMe money to do it that way instead of just going ahead and letting them pay you back or whatever, however the other side goes. And this is an interesting dynamic to hit. Don't just go with a whimper. Go out costing somebody something if they were wrong. And so I hope I have all that right. Do a chargeback against GoFundMe. And there's a system inside the bank's only going looking at the lack of services rendered and the charge. And to do that, when you do that, it costs GoFundMe $15. Maybe you'll teach them. All the people, the $10 million that got invested, all those donors, maybe that'll teach them to not do it to the next guy. Thank you, Gary. If I help, I got that all right, because it just came to my mind. But Hershey fires unvaccinated employees, just like the military, and now they're looking for, they also get given a bribe, a separation payment. Why is the bribe always involved with this COVID stuff? It's fascinating to me that I hope, and not a lot of people are signing this agreement, but I will hope that you can even make your record even this late. Anybody that understands someone from Hershey that wants to stand up, you can make your record for them never demonstrating a non-fraudulent necessity now for the business that allowed them the authority to fire them, to impose anything. You can still assert it. Make the record and then go after it retaliation if you're going to go down anyway. Why not, folks? It's letters. Like I'm talking to the miners I know are getting very much older, and that's a sadness, first of all, because they're getting older. Great people getting older, we don't know the next day, but the memory and the knowledge and the experience of these folks are going to be disappearing from the face of the earth in another decade at least, maybe a little bit longer. We have no fresh blood coming up. But I told them, and they're tired. They're tired of fighting it. They've been doing yeoman's work, trying to defend themselves and helping the miners. And I said, listen, I know this is tough, but if you see anything in our petition, one thing that you can champion by writing a letter, if you have a few minutes time sitting down, thinking about it, you know what you know, You see something that's in that petition, write a letter. Do that much. We have one more thing we can do. And you know, those guys are so great, they consider it. Even though they're tired, they've had it, and they realize what's important. They realize what's at stake. These are like the old veterans that understand what's really happening. They're not going to give up. They're beat down. They've had it. And yet that we have a last say. We have a continuing say, but it's going to take more numbers. But here, Hershey's now offering bribes. Don't sue us. Don't sue us. And I'm saying that's a song in my ears. They are susceptible if you set the record up correctly. And I don't even know if this is the only one, but relative to COVID, when they didn't declare the necessity, and it was a fraudulent necessity, they didn't have the authority to even impose upon those employees anywhere on this extended beyond the chocolate company. Wonka. Willy Wonka. On top of that, you tell them you're never going to buy their chocolate again. You start growing cocoa. Moving on. Here, Israeli study offers the strongest proof yet of vitamin D's power to fight COVID. I'm not going to say more about the Zionists there and what's going on and why they're the lead in all this, or the apparent lead. But Israeli scientists say that they have gathered the most convincing evidence to date that increased vitamin D levels can help COVID-19 patients reduce the risk of serious illness or death. Okay, the cold and flu vid, okay, that's what this is, that vitamin D, being healthy, seeing the sun, eating right, helps, okay? The best evidence, if you don't know how behind scientists are on knowing about you and your body, that is a proof against the Hershey imposition for vaccines only. Okay, I don't just talk about this just because. It's not to say vitamin D does anything. I'm saying you have an arsenal of things and recent rules that would have never, even once they had them, they said with the necessity and they could prove it, that you then go to the mitigation measures and then you could say, but I'm taking vitamin D. I don't have to. Have to what? Well, get a jab. Don't even have to consider it. It has side effects. Vitamin D, well, unless I take too much, which I'm not, doesn't. So, and all this stuff comes together, I tell you, I just trust as the information comes to me. It all comes in a series. I go, okay, here's this proof, here's what they capitulated, here's what the proof is, here's what people can use, bundle it up, stick it in a bag of authority, and stuck it in somebody's face after you say, wait a minute, you're a trespasser here until you show the non-fraudulent exigency. Demonstrate it. Demonstrate what you're talking about. It's something I have to be concerned with. I got more important things to do in the world. Least of which is the fight with you. I like making chocolate. I like the look on people's face when they eat our chocolate. Now, I say that in a little hesitation because I tell you what, there's been some stuff coming out of Hershey's I'm not so sure about. Anyway, let's keep the good, positive message going, right? There's no reason for us to be fighting. There's no reason for Hershey's to do what it is unless it's part of the invasion and usurpation of our way of life for a future of slugs that they're putting together. Maybe they got some more automatons coming. I don't know. Remember, not machines can't do every dexterous thing. Maybe they need automaton people that have those dexterities, but they just don't need the rest of you. And so just as the military does, as the military promotes in the beret standing in front of you saying, I'm the beret, I'm the SAS, oh, here's we got such a problem and don't tell you how to go about it. The companies do the same thing. And everybody's crickets against it, and there's no reason for it. There's every reason to not be the cricket. I don't know how simpler I can say it. Just tell them you never demonstrated the necessity. You've never demonstrated the non-fraudulent exigency for the thing you're talking to me about. Where is it? You can still send that letter in, people from Hershey. Send it in. And say, I think you went too fast. You go to the cart before the horse on this. I'm not here to fight with you. I'm here just to go to work. I want to be a good employee for you. I appreciate making chocolate. I appreciate my job. But you went wrong, and now we want to fix that. Show me the exigency, or understand you're retaliating against me on something you have no basis to be doing so. Why is that letter so hard to write? And then what do you do? Well, they ignore you. Okay, you file your claim for discrimination. You file your claim for retaliation. You file your labor claim for no cause. Remember, we talked about all that. I've talked about it behind the woodshed, went right to the website. You can use the same list that's applied to to religious exemptions. The same list of requirements is on the employer even without a religious exemption or a medical exemption. In other words, even though you're not in a religious exemption mode or a medical exemption mode, the employer still can't just fire you. They still need the reason. They've said it's COVID-19. A set of symptoms? Cold and flu-vid? Really? 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 You think that's going to stand if you just say, wait, whoa, hold it. You got your cart before your horse here. Can we do that? Can all the truckers do that in Kanukistan? Can all the truckers going to Washington from California in another couple of weeks, can they do that before they go there? You get to put demands on the government when they start doing it that way. That's supposed to be what they're doing. It's the other thing. I never get to all that. Never get to all that. Well, I can't see the evidence that we're still rallying around our own self-importance. Oh, I get to hold the sign and beat my horn. And I agree with that part because it does, people are kind of engaged and wrapped that way. But go do something with that energy. Go do something with that mutual defense posturing that you're putting on it. Give yourself the objective basis to be there. Don't allow, for the sake of the Kanukistanians, to Trudeau to say that you are some cancer, you are some problem. Turn it right around and said, you didn't demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency. You have no authority to say. Your orders are null and void. There's no mandate to be concerned with. When you move that parking lot that he ordered into something that is the... They want to call it a protest? No, this is the civic action of a people defending themselves against maladministration of government for the very first problem, which was to establish and demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency for the emergency, the police power that official and those that support it are attempting to do when they're violating and as they violate and cause irreparable harm across the country. I don't know why you just don't take what I just said in a letter, send it back. It doesn't matter that they don't listen. It's for you. It's for you to assert and you to mutually come together to show. And any cop wants to say different, you say, you got to go take it up with Trudeau. He admitted he's committing treason. Why aren't you arresting him? Do you want to do the law enforcement? Go arrest him for treason. Can we say that? Please, can we say that, folks? I saw some things, and I wish I could remember. My mind's really starting to... There's so much in my mind. I don't keep up with everything. But there was a Twitter feed. Some police agency was going to go after... Maybe it was in Kanukistan. Maybe it was Toronto. I don't remember. Maybe it was the States. They're going to go after the truckers. And if you had a objective notice to the government showing they never demonstrated and you don't have an answer... You got 2 days to give me an answer. Why? That's equity time, folks. Immediately, if not sooner, present the public record showing the non-fraudulent exigency, or we don't agree. We don't have to agree with it. You have any authority. We don't have to agree with you at all. You have nothing. You're nothing. And you have that little paper, and then you show these so-called law enforcement officials, police, that Trudeau's in treason for not answering. And you show him the little law that required that he did 2 laws, the common law for police power, and then you show the communicable disease law requiring the determination, the objective determination, and those are not in the record. Then you get to ask them, why aren't they arresting treason? If they're a law enforcement, why aren't they arresting the treason of the premier or whatever the heck he's called? I don't understand why people don't understand the power of this. I don't have to sit. I'm innocent. I'm being aggressed against. I'm being oppressed. I don't know how more empowering being able to say that to somebody that someone that believes in themselves to be an authority or others believe as an authority, and I get to in a short work, a short amount of phrase, a short sentence, tell them you are of no lawful authority. Oh, it's not just my opinion. Here's the written evidence. And so I'm asking you, Mr. Law Enforcer, why aren't you arresting Trudeau for treason? Why aren't you arresting the public health officials for treason? Where are the prosecutors in that town that you are not arresting or charging for treason? I said to, if you think I'm, I know, I wish I got better connection with the Twitter, but I ran across a thing that came through my feed that John Rappaport sent. John Rappaport does not respond to me. Anyway, he's a good guy. He sent a retweet of a QC out of Kanukistan. I guess that's the Queen's Counsel, I assume. Some lawyer, because he actually made the comment. They call them lawyers. They're actually just, I don't even know. I put quotes around that. I asked him back. He's talking about bringing help and support to the truckers. I said, why haven't you gone to enjoin the government for its failure to not produce the non-fraudulent exigency for the emergency it purports? I sent a similar Twitter to someone else that looked like, I mean, it's in my Twitter feed. I don't remember now completely, but I think I figured out what virtue signaling actually is. Oh, our lawyers are telling the truckers of their rights. And I sent back to that group, why didn't you take your lawyers in quotes and go challenge the government to demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency for the emergency before they infringed the rights of the trucker and everywhere else, anyone else as well? To me, is a lot more powerful position, a lot more positive position, a lot more lawful position than anybody else has been pressing forward, that everyone has the ability to do. Every one of you can say the very same thing I can say in challenge. But what you're doing is you're subverting what they have built up as a supporting the fraud, as a, what they are claiming is a lawful authority to attack people. Because they are the problem, because Trudeau said so. The monkeys, the costumed monkeys are coming out without a notice that their leash isn't that quite that long, and they should be turning around on the one that has the leash and going and biting their hand and then putting them down and putting them under arrest and then having the prosecutor charge them for treason or arrest that prosecutor, the QC. I don't know how your system is up there for legality, but maybe the QC's on the other side. I don't know. But he's still government, I'm sure. Queen's Counsel, not yours. These are all virtue signalers that are the attorneys that I see in the states doing the wrong arguments all the time. And I really have no private discussion more about it. They're probably great people, misguided as they are. I'm good enough with that. We can be friends again later. Just do the right thing. Earn your bread. Anyway, to me, I don't know why it's hard for anybody or why it's not a more of an answer for people. For me, this is pretty clear cut anymore. People pretend to have an authority, and yet you look and they say, you're not doing anything that your authority would allow you to do. But yet you come and you do the two steps short of what you should be doing. And then the people don't insist as well. I'm insisting that the QC and join the government for the truckers, because they don't need to be parked in Ottawa or anywhere else, Toronto, Queen's Park, wherever the places are. They don't need to be parked there because Trudeau said so. That's just a compliance with what Trudeau wanted. They need to be moving. They need to be doing their livelihood, the thing they chose to do, serving the rest of the people and all the goods that they do and keep the nations running. That's what they need to be doing. That proves maladministration that they're not. But the truckers and the people that are there supporting can force the officials to point out that they're not doing their duty. And that negates when they do it. When they're found out, they're done. Authoritatively, they're done. They're shown to be the hypocrites, the virtue signalers that they are. Once you start eliminating those people, even the ones that think that they're doing you good, to say, oh, we've got a cause, come support it. No, they are the power, actually, in the law, aren't they? And so we, the people, must assert that demand and prove, and this becomes equity time now, forthwith, this becomes immediate, if this was rotting, potentially rotting meat in the back of a refrigerator truck, you'd know how fast equity is supposed to work. And if that was your meat in there getting going to rot, if you didn't get your ability to get it through court, you'd know how fast immediate means here. But you impose upon all these virtue signalers, their duty was already to be there to protect you before it happened. And now you got them two steps back. And then you demand them to go ahead and do what the law requires, which is to arrest the guy that has the handle on your legal leash. Now, I said that maybe a little wrong. The QCs might be the judicial branch. They're supposed to be independent, and that's supposed to be jealously protecting against this sort of encroachment. And if I get the QC right, in the name of the Queen, no less. So you all have to work up in Kanukistan in the name of the Queen, protecting her honor. And don't think I'm being flippant about that. Go research some of this stuff. Give yourself the power. Anyway, I get too lost in... I'm just frustrated that people have this thing they can do, and a lot of good people are doing what they think is right, and it's not going to change things as the governments pull back now. And it's happening, folks. I told you the dominoes start falling. The endemics happen. They're loosening. It's coming more and more. At the same time, we now see their mitigation side. Because you've given them the authority, you've given them jurisdiction without challenging them for the non-fraud, to demonstrate the non-fraudulent agency, they went and took that. The courts gave it to them and said, okay, you have the authority to determine. And from the people that advanced the crime comes the report, as this was the ongoing experiment anyway. Those that supported the lockdowns, those that we're doing and supporting everything we saw rolling up to this from 2010 after the pig's fly flu, lockstep. John Hopkins study, lockdowns had little to no effect on COVID-19 mortality. Keep it confined here because you're going to have to, don't get too blown out. But it's nonetheless had little to no effect on COVID-19 mortality, but had devastating effects on society. If that isn't a statement that you can use to show the extent of irreparable harm, people without jurisdiction, like a premier in Kanukistan, or the president, or a local governor, has continued by doing these measures that had no basis, and not just because they didn't demonstrate the non-fraudulent agencies, because they never went through the doctor to see what was right for each and every one, in controlling and preventing, not mitigating, not extending, not risk management, how far can we get along with it? No, preventing this thing, which is the only law for the local administrator as well. We find out those measures are no good. This is old news, okay? But now we get it from the horse's mouth, the people that perpetrated the crime against you. The experimenters. They call themselves scientists because they don't know, but you allowed it. So I'm not going to put a big judgment on that part. This was a pretty good solid side hit. I told you was people would not recognize. And okay, now we've learned. Let's lick our wounds now and then get back up. And now we do business, not just convoys. We now do what needs to be done. Clean house. John Hopkins, the perpetrator of the crime, the solicitor of the crime, the preparer of the propaganda of the crime, now comes up and said their little experiment didn't work. And it had devastating effects. That's irreparable harm, folks. You're looking at an equity cause right there on the title. You recognize that, folks. You recognize that, folks. I hope, after listening to me, that is going through your mind. As people tell me, they hear me, they understand me, they agree, they understand the basic ideas, they can prove everything I say, but you know, when it goes to me talking about them talking about it, I can't repeat what you say. I get that. I also then ask, okay, then learn more so that you can start repeating what's being said. Because I'm just coming out of my mind what the black and white's telling me to tell you. It's there to read, to recite. That we have the perpetrators of the crime doing an illicit experiment on society, they now have their own statement and proof that they caused devastating effects, and they got every official in the world to follow on and never check and balance their own lawful authority, which was constrained to check and balance the very thing they perpetrated, is an equity cause, folks. A new working paper from the Johns Hopkins University claims that COVID-19 lockdowns imposed by a variety of governments worldwide had, does this sound different than behind the woodshed for 2 years? Worldwide had little to no effect on the COVID-19 mortality, on flu symptom mortality. How would you even check that? But anyway, looking past that little problem, the study published by the Institute for Applied Economics, Global Health, and the Study of Business Enterprise conducted and by three professors from around the world also found that lockdowns, quote, imposed enormous economic and social costs and are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. Okay. Well, guess what? They talked international, which is not applicable locally, because they used the word, what word did they use that tells me that? Pandemic. Pandemics are not in your local law. Epidemic is. From an outbreak. Remember, I went through this all in the original timing. I said, this is a, has a certain thing it goes through and has a steps and steps in. Pandemic's not one of them locally. So these university people, academics, I've told you, we sued these people within the context of suing the university system for its support of the breach of government, the usurpers of government in 2013. The university systems involved, they went to the professors found that they had caused this irreparable harm globally, and that they've been applying the global standard, not applicable to your local official, not applicable to even the analysis, but the extent of the harm they looked beyond is even missing in this article that's telling the truth. Okay, again, this was on and on. We could predict this. How are you going to, you don't know how the function, what's causing the problem in a machine that's functioning. How is just arbitrary acts of whatever, just actions going to solve the problem? Is like, I mean, unless you're the 100 monkeys all typing Shakespeare that year, that moment, you're not writing that novel. You're not going to do it. You're not going to write the poem. It's just not going to happen. Okay, so this is not even a question. It was predictable. It wasn't going to happen. Well, they took all this time for the academics to admit that they've caused this irreparable harm. Anyway, enough. I say the words right up front. If people just write those down, start looking if they have a remedy to go through to make the record for them, they can apply this everywhere. I told you this is a universally applicable offense-defense condition I speak to. Because each one of us is imposed the very same way by the very same thing. And very similarly, contrary to law. I don't care where you look, whether it's statutory law, code, or constitutional law, or your antecedent rights, the common law discussion in places that were before us as our societies, it violates every one of those. And when I see a crossing point for that, I know exactly where I want to look. I know exactly what I want, where I want to look to know what I need to do to stop all of it. All of it. This is how simple it starts to become, folks. I don't know if people hear me say, if they listen at all, oh, how can I do this? How can I see all this stuff, folks? They all cross. I told you this before. All these separate jurisdictions, all the patriotic type people get excited about, they all have the same things they have to do. They just use different words. And a long time ago, my magic decoder ring found consistencies with words, how they work, even though they were different, and my mind started building a map, if you will, of intersections. And I found out if I follow the intersection paths, I can go from one jurisdiction to the next. And when I saw I could do that, I started listening to the so-called judge on the bench, and I noticed they were doing that. Their language was changing from one jurisdiction to keep you off balance. And I just started tracking that. And the times and opportunities I had to track that with a judge, they all know what they're doing, and they all do it. And they realize after the fourth pass that you know what they're doing, and that changes things. Now, not many people have seen that or done it, at least that I know of. But again, this is my learning experience. I look for those intersections now. That's how this thing came on us. That's what I've been focused on. And that gave me, I will have to arrogantly say, as arrogant this will sound, what needed to start to happen. That I could see it there and where the path was going to be that you needed to take. And that these folks, it was an experiment, they were doing their own academic studies, which shows you how fallen they are. That they are not that intelligent. Well, they might be SMART, but they're not that intelligent to be able to predict that it was going to be a failure and that they would cause the harm. Shows you the use of academia. It's none. There's no use. It's what we sued in 2010. It's what's bringing on the failure. I don't know what more to say. I mean, this is self-evident stuff. Where are we as a people to shut it all down? Now, I'm saying now, this is their admission in an equity condition, showing they caused irreparable harm, and that the law was there to stop it, and no local official who's now imposing upon you to these now known harms that are proven by science have been caused without a beyond a reasonable doubt. And they had no validity from the beginning. Those, because of the failure to demonstrate an unfraudulent agency, the orders were null and void, predicting this failure. That not that academia was too stupid, that's O-T-S-T-O-O-P-I-D, stupid to see. Where book learning is shown to fail, the normal experience by someone about any intelligence could have figured out. Certainly the youngins that are now rising up, which I commented to, Dr. Gold woman, she comes up, oh, look what the kids are leading with their courage. No, I said lead with the communicable disease law. Have them order up the identification of the non-fraudulent agency, and then that they were part of that, they were a vector of that. Have them do that instead of courage. You don't need courage when you're identifying that the other side of the criminal stands right there. That's not courageous necessarily. It seems to be in the fact that no one seems to do it, but that's just pointing out a criminal. And we're supposed to be mutually against that. So there's no courage in that. We don't need courage to do that. We just need a sense of duty to stop crime against us. It's self-preservation. But there's an objective basis for it. So I called that out a little bit. I'm not critical of Dr. Gold. She's the one that stood up in the doctor's stuff that first up, coming right up and saying, no, there's something wrong with all this. And I said, so where are you to defend yourself again with your own law, that your own license gives you that protection? Where was it? So moving further on, how this dominoes are starting to fall based on all this now knowledge is going to become pouring through the governments. They're not going to be sitting with them holding the bag of illicit bribe money they've been grabbing. 12 counties roll back COVID restrictions. Israel scraps Green Pass. So have we just about done it quick enough? I don't know. They're scrapping the very thing that the QR code would be advancing, but Real ID didn't go away, I guarantee you that. And they're not going away, and they're only rolling them back where they're fraud. It tells me we have a continuing problem. But it's on. I said the dominoes are starting to fall. I told you that was coming when I heard the word. Finally and universally working through the system in Europe, the word is what, folks? I said it earlier in the broadcast. It's the opposite of epidemic, not pandemic. It's opposite of epidemic. It's something that's endemic. And so here we have why 12 countries are rolling back the so-called COVID restrictions. Europe is accelerating steps to roll back COVID restrictions as the efforts to control the spread of disease have failed and countries downgrade the threat posed by SARS-CoV-2. Is not a good statement because there would be no threat of SARS-CoV-2 that they could walk from. If it was real. But it's not. And it's man-made. And they know that. And all the proof has been done prior that I talked to you about how to do that. This is a known quantity, folks. We have been duped, and we took it, and now we take great fanfare in the convoys, and I do support the effort. I'm tossed about this because I do support that we get together to protect ourselves, and we need to be able to do that. We're creatures that have to do that. But this is not necessary. Unless you all move at once, now that you're in your capital cities, did you all move at once? Now my question is 4% of your population enough to be the majority that would act in order for the purpose of instituting a maladministration rejection of the current regime? As it isn't over, the rollback starts, and now we see the crack in the porcelain for the United States of America. as Governor Reynolds in Iowa. Governor Reynolds announces expiration of public health proclamation changes to COVID-19 data reporting, and it ends up being the entirety of their proclamations are being removed on Tuesday, February 15th. The proclamation was first issued in accordance with the governor's executive order on March 17, 2020. I told you all about that was coming. I said they needed the federal sign-off for the money, and then they did. They triggered just, they fell like dominoes. No checks, no balances. And as of this date, to enable the certain public health mitigation measures. Oh, they got the authority there, right? They're already in mitigation measures. They were handed by that. The jurisdiction that nobody challenged, I said, had to be challenged. Challenge jurisdiction. It's the first thing you're told in law and defense and rights preservation 101. No one did. To enable the certain health measures of COVID pandemic, an international imposition not relevant to any local jurisdiction, which is purview is only up to epidemics. Over time, it includes hundreds of provisions assembled in the midst of the emergency. This is the statement from their website, from the government itself, so we're not doing opinion. Over time, it did hundreds of these things. They admit to all the orders, the fraudulent orders that were issued. Today, the remaining 16 provisions focus primarily on lingering workforce issues exacerbated by the pandemic, no less, not the epidemic, but the pandemic, not even within the state, that are best addressed outside of emergency executive procedures. You think? Oh, you think. What have I been saying about your labor rights, folks? It's completely outside of emergency stuff. In fact, they point to the fact of declaring an emergency to be able to defend yourself there. Has nothing to do with the emergency powers, of course. The state of Iowa is working with stakeholders, Genghis Khan and his horde, in an effort to address pervasive workforce issues through more permanent solutions like legislation, rule changes, and grant programs. Iowa, be careful. They've learned a lot. They're going to now take out the problems they had. And my experience with this is they make it worse, and you don't understand. And in fact, one of the main interesting hooks on the Tennessee case was a reformation demand in equity that because they did a rule change that thwarted the intent of the legislature, it was improperly promulgated, illegally promulgated. It's how they were able to go to the CDC as a state and say the word pandemic. And it was contrary to the legislative will that you have due process instigated by the medical report and they have to find it local. They can't go foreign. Okay, so it's all there, folks. I don't know how, as fast as I'm talking, this stuff is just coming to my mind to say, it's been known, I've been involved with this. They're now coming out to say what here, ultimately? This has been endemic. It's now endemic. They actually come up and say, oh, we're going to live with this. Well, you're going to live with the common cold and the flu, yes. That's always been there. They've never identified anything to be speaking differently. I don't know what more to say. They've admitted it. But the state of Iowa is going to be relieved. Not yesterday. No, by the 15th. I don't even know how they have the authority to do this. But it has to look normal to people. Like they've actually can do, they're coming off of something. But what they're coming out of, they're stepping gingerly out of the fraud. And we're losing our time to be able to assert our objections to this. And you see them saying, as I've been telling you, they're going back to the legislature, to rule changes and grants in this workforce issue, because actually when you don't know something I've talked about a long time ago, the state's in workforce development. That's always what it's always been about on this end. And they're going to go in to patch up those things, as I told you. It doesn't look good, but congratulations, Iowa. Your governor finally said it's going to be over. But it's always been endemic. You didn't witness justice here. Time for you to step up and insist on it. Thank you for listening today. I hope something I said is useful to you. I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs or nature willing.
Another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
That's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.